Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, Rick Morris, member here and one of our life group leaders here, was teaching us and walking us into and through Philippians chapter 4. And he started off, and just in a great way, he said, look, when we receive good blessings in our lives, when circumstances are good, it is absolutely an appropriate response to be thankful, to be grateful, to say, thank you, Lord. But then he asked this great question. He said, what about when circumstances are not good? What about when things don't turn out the way that we hoped? What happens when we go through real hardship and suffering? And he reminded us, that's not just likely in the Christian's life. That's actually promised. Jesus told us that we would suffer, in the path of obedience as we follow him, just like he suffered, that his followers would suffer. And so we know that as followers of Christ, circumstances in our lives are not always going to be good. Sometimes they're going to be bad. We are going to suffer and we're going to endure trial and hardship. And so what then? Can we still be thankful in those moments? And he took us to Philippians 4, which is often called the letter of joy, because the Apostle Paul keeps using this word joy or rejoice over and over and over. And he reminded us, and it's just so powerful when you think about it. He said, guys, let's remember that the Apostle Paul is writing this from prison. His circumstances are not good. And he's writing this from prison. And he says, what would we be writing from prison? And the Apostle Paul is writing to the Philippians, telling them how grateful he is for their partnership in the gospel. And then reminding them, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And Rick said it super well. He reminded us, we're not rejoicing because of the circumstances. We're not always saying, man, I just love the circumstances of my life right now. I love this suffering. No. We're rejoicing in the Lord. Our gratitude is rooted not in the circumstances, because if they're rooted ultimately in the circumstances, then our gratitude will go up and down with the circumstances. But if our gratitude, if our thankfulness is rooted in the Lord, in our salvation, in the forgiveness of our sin, in the love of God for us, in the gospel, those things never change. That's the anchor in the storm. Christ is. He's the firm foundation on which we build our lives. And so when our thankfulness is rooted in him and grounded in him, it gives us the ability, even in the midst of difficult circumstances, to say, Father, help me to continue to be grateful and to be thankful and to praise you and to rejoice in you, even in the midst of these difficult circumstances. And Rick said it on Sunday, and he's so right. That doesn't come naturally to us. That's why he kind of walked us through how the Apostle Paul tells us we really have to practice these things, right? We have to do these things over and over and over. We need the Holy Spirit's help, because it doesn't come naturally to us. What comes naturally to us is to just look at the circumstances of life, to feel that, and to be grateful or not grateful based upon those things. But we walk with Jesus. He sanctifies us. We practice these things. We set our minds on the things above. And then just that wonderful promise that the Apostle Paul gives, where he tells us, to be grateful in all circumstances and to bring all of your requests before the Lord, to be anxious for nothing, but to bring everything to the Lord in prayer. And he says, with thanksgiving, right? To thank him. And then he goes on and says that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our minds, our hearts, and our minds in Christ Jesus. That there's this ability, this gift from God to have peace in any and every circumstance as we thank him, as we trust him, and as we rejoice in him. Let me take a moment and pray for you, and then I want to encourage you just to take some time to pray today, to thank the Lord, and to rejoice in him and in the joy of your salvation. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, it's so easy to get tied up with our circumstances, Father, to set our eyes around us rather than on you, looking up and above. Father, help us to lift our eyes, to fix them on Jesus. And may our hope and our joy and our gratitude be centered on you, on our salvation, on the forgiveness of our sin and what you've done for us, Lord, your love for us and the unchanging character of who you are. God, give us the ability to be joyful and grateful in the midst of any and every circumstance as we keep our eyes fixed on Christ. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.